Welcome back to another episode of the Dropback Podcast. I am Bradley, as always joined by my co-host Zane. And if you missed last episode, we did our NFC North predictions. So if you haven't already, go give that a listen. But how are you doing today, Zane?
I'm doing good. You know, I'm excited for another episode. I actually went to the Titans game on Saturday, so we're doing the AFC South. So that's, you know, that's fitting, right? I mean, it was a good game overall until, like, the fourth quarter. It got boring and we left early, went to Waffle House. But, you know, it was a solid preseason game. $20 tickets, kind of fire seats.
But, yeah, dude, you sent me a picture of those seats, and I was like, dang, only for $26?
And, like, I like being close down to the stadium, but, like, being that high up is kind of fire, too.
Yeah.
Because, like, you're looking at the big screen most of the time anyway, so, you know, that's just how it's going to be.
Yeah, I mean, we went to a game, it was like $100 for both of our seats.
Yeah.
And we were down there.
We were down.
Yeah. It's probably the best seats I've ever had watching a football game.
Oh, yeah. They were, like, right at the 50 almost, I think, right?
Yeah.
Game last year.
Yeah. I mean, it was preseason, but, I mean, still.
Still fun.
We met a player, too.
Yeah. He's not even on the team anymore.
RIP. Yeah. Is he on a team anymore?
I have not tracked it out.
Yeah.
To be honest. Probably should have, but I didn't.
Yeah.
Whoops. But yeah, so we're doing the AFC South, so our predictions on this team, these four teams. So the Titans, Colts, Jaguars, and Texans, for those who don't know who's in the division. It's okay.
Yeah, but before we get into this division, do you want to talk about the stuff that's been happening around the NFL, how Hassan Reddick requested a trade 4 months after he got traded to the Jets?
He didn't want to go there in the first place. So, hold on. I got news. Oh my gosh.
Are you kidding me? Like, is this like recent news? Like, you just...
This is just now, like 8 minutes ago news. Brandon Ayuk. By the way, I hate that man now. Hate him.
Just because he's not a Patriot, I still love him, Brandon Ayuk.
He is a child. He is a child.
Okay? Exactly.
He's asking for money. You know what the Patriots offered him? 4 years, $128 million extension with the Patriots. And he didn't come here due to our quarterback room.
He wants to go to a Super Bowl contender. And the Steelers are a Super Bowl contender.
No, you're not.
Let me believe it. Yeah, we are not. But, like, I mean, I guess the only reason he wants to go to the Steelers is for, like, our culture and Tomlin and to fit the role of a diva receiver in Pittsburgh.
Yes, but my other issue, he's concerned for the Patriots quarterback room. Y'all's ain't much better. Who's starting? Y'all don't know.
Yeah. I mean,
it's the Brett. So you get the choice between the touchy man, the running back, the quarterback who's been on three teams now, or the GOAT Drake May. All right. I mean, like, come on. Like, those are your three choices, and you don't pick the GOAT? Like, what are you doing?
I mean, I could see his. Yeah, I mean, I don't. I guess he just really doesn't like Drake May. Like, I mean, if I had those three options, I would probably go to the Patriots, too.
Yeah.
You're a solidified number one receiver. They have wide receiver depth. Get a rookie receiver or a quarterback that you could help out. And
yeah,
a good defense, too. So I don't know the downside, and they're willing to pay you too. Absolutely, I'd go to the Patriots. But
I don't know. But yeah, the Hassan Reddick thing, that's also recent. The Jets were stupid for trading for him without getting a deal done.
Yeah, for like, they gave him like a third round pick. Now they'll probably get that third round pick back.
If they trade him back.
Yeah. But there's also been some injuries, too.
Oh, yeah, there has. Gibbs has a hamstring injury.
McCarthy. Let me pull up. So it's been Jahmyr Gibbs, hamstring, McCarthy, knee, Malik Nabers, ankle, Hollywood Brown, something joint. Rondell Moore, knee, Josh Downs, ankle, Christian McCaffrey, calf. That's a lot of big players there.
I'll say.
Yeah. I don't think any of them are super serious. Maybe the Hollywood Brown one is serious.
That one is serious. It could be almost all season.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That'd be a big loss for the Chiefs. I mean, they still have Mahomes at quarterback. But, like, still.
Yeah. Oh, another news. Colin Kaepernick wants to be back in the NFL. Buddy, you suck. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yes. Yeah, people were saying it was because of his political. But, like, if you stance, but, like, if you look back at the end of, like, his reign in the NFL, he was bad.
He was super bad.
He was really bad. And now he's like 37 or something. Yeah, like,
you're not coming back, dude. You're not Joe Flacco. You are not him.
How old? He's 36.
Yeah. I don't know.
That is just insane.
Apparently, multiple teams have asked about Judon from the Patriots.
Yeah, I saw that. Would you be willing to trade him?
No.
Yeah, I was about to say.
No, we don't have an edge rusher. We would literally, for me, we'd have to get an actual player of standard to trade him. Like, an actual player that would help either our offense a lot or our defense a lot, or a high draft pick. And we won't get any of those because he's not on a deal with money. We have no leverage for him, and he has to get a deal signed. And when players are on the last deal of their contract, they are usually cheaper.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't trade him because you'd go for like a fifth, and I don't – fifth round picks rarely work out unless you're Puka Nacua.
Yeah, and there's no need for y'all to trade him either.
No. Judon is a leader.
Yeah, I don't even know why teams would be calling because it's like –
I mean, I would be calling. If I'm every other team, I'm calling because he's a good player who's a leader.
Well, yeah, but also it's like
Patriots, I'm not listening.
I would expect, like, if I was the other team, like, calling, I wouldn't even feel the need to call because, yes, he is a great player, but it's like there's no way the Patriots are giving him up. There's no way the Patriots would give him up for something like a fifth-round pick.
I seriously, I third or more. I'd even say like a second. Like, I would take a second and like we send Judon in like a fifth.
Yeah.
That'd be the only time I find it acceptable. And even then, I'd still be pissed.
Yeah, because it's still like a second round pick.
Mm-hmm.
It's no guarantee. He's not worth the
first. I'm not saying that or anything. I just don't think I'd want to get rid of a player because of the locker room presence. He was calling plays on the sideline during the game on last week, and he literally got us 3 sacks when he was calling plays.
Yeah, you need good locker room presence to be a Super Bowl contender team.
Yeah, which we're not there, sure, but like he said he wants to be here for the rest of his career. We have $45 million this year, okay? No excuse.
Yeah, I mean, y'all got plenty of money to re-sign them, too, so.
There's just no excuse. I don't know.
Yeah.
I want it to be over with. Same thing with the Brandon Ayuk. I just want it over with. I honestly hope Ayuk just doesn't get a deal done.
Yeah, like, now I'm, like, thinking, is he even gonna sign with it, like get traded to a team? Because it's getting close, like each day passes and I'm like, oh, I don't know. Like, I'm just waiting for that news for the Brandon Ayuk deal, but
nothing. It's not like a deal that's like so much cheaper than what the Patriots offered. I'm just going to be like, you're a sucker. Don't complain about money if you're not going to accept the highest deal. It would have made him the second highest paid wide receiver.
Yeah, I mean, it also depends on, like, the location you're going to, too, I guess.
Yeah.
But you want to jump right into this?
Yeah, I say let's jump into the let's jump into the teams. Let's start with the Titans. Do you want to start?
The Tennessee Titans. Yeah, I can start. This team took me for a shock this year because I thought this year was going to be a total rebuild, you know, get rid of their big assets and then move on, have a crappy year, get a first-round pick or a top-10 pick. But that's not what the Titans decided. They added Tony Pollard.
They got the seventh. Well, oh, wait, like this season.
Like, yeah, this year, like this this offseason. Yeah. That's what I wanted them to do last offseason. Like, I wanted them to, like, trade Henry, just reset, but, like, they somewhat did. But, like, this year I was like, okay, tank season, especially after they lost Derrick Henry. But they did not do this. I like their running back core in Spears and Pollard. I think they could be a, like, hand-to-hand like, kind of what Pittsburgh does with Harrison Warren. Like, you know. And they got good weapons, too. I'm not too worried about this offense. The only thing I'm really worried about is their offensive line and how much time Will Levis has. I think he had only 2.4 seconds to throw the ball last year. And they aren't bad on defense, necessarily. But they are not great. I'm worried about their corners behind Snead. Linebackers.
About behind Snead. Awuzie, McCreary. I'm not worried about their corners that much.
Yeah, I mean,
As a two, and then your slot guy, and then McCreary being your slot, like that's a good group.
Yeah, I'm actually looking at their depth right now, like on defense. This defense is actually pretty good.
Their defense is not what you worry about.
Yeah, I am not worried about this defense at all. Like, the only thing, like, I would be worried about is this offensive line.
Will Levis. Still
to be honest. I mean, I'm not even worried about Will Levis because he showed some major flashes last year. So
he did, but he also didn't throw his touchdown outside of like three games last year.
Yeah, but they did not have like all that great weapons last year.
They had D-Hop still last year. They had Henry.
They did, but they don't have the weapons they have this year. Calvin Ridley, Burks, Boyd. Westbrook.
Respectfully, Burks is not a weapon. Burks is
But like as a depth piece, I like depth,
like wide receiver 4 or 5. Yeah, sure.
Okay. Yes, Westbrook Akine. He's
barely mid roster. He's barely So their top three is
D-Hop. I think Westbrook Akine is a little slept on.
4 is Burks, 5 is Akine, 6 is Phillips. Yeah, that's a solid group.
Yeah, like, he's got plenty of weapons to throw to, and then they're tied in. I never know how to say his name.
Chig is not good.
Dude, what?
He'll catch one pass. He will catch one pass and then drop 4. I've done a full 180 on Chig. One pass and then he'll drop 4 of them. There's games where I needed him to score. I needed him to score 4 points in fantasy football. He made one catch and then dropped three. Okay, I was pissed.
I mean, his stats aren't horrible. 54 receptions, 528 yards, one TD. This is his third year now. That's pretty or actually second year.
Okay, second year, it's not that bad, but still.
So, I mean, there's still a lot to see from him. I personally like him. I don't think he's as bad as you're saying, or like...
I'm not saying he's horrible. I'm just saying he's not, like, great. Like, I wouldn't put him in my top... Actually, we did our tight end ranking, so check that out. I wouldn't say he's, like, even close to my top 15.
Yeah, I'm not saying that, but, like, he's not a bad, like, tight end to have on the team.
Agreed.
But, yeah, I wrote down, like, a hot take. They could win this division. I could see a world where they, like, win this division.
Yeah.
And this division's very tough. Like, Will Levis takes that massive jump. Calvin Ridley takes the jump that we all thought he was going to take last year. Boyd comes in, like... The only thing I'm truly worried about is their offensive line, really.
Yes, and I'm very worried about it.
It's bad. On the right side, it is bad.
The right
side? Like, left side?
Latham's on the right side, ain't he?
No. Latham and Skronsky is left. Yeah, they're both left. That's what their depth chart at least says.
Okay. Then, yeah, the right side is what I'm worried about.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about, but right side.
Yeah, like, I mean, obviously we haven't seen Latham play yet, so we don't know how good he is. But, I mean, I think he was my number one offensive line in this draft.
Yeah.
Or number two, sorry.
Yeah, he was number two because I forgot about, what's his face?
Joe Alt.
Joe Alt, yeah. Stud.
But, yeah.
I do agree with you. I mean, overall, the team's good. They'll make a run for their money at the division. But, frankly, this division's going to be competitive. I like all four teams.
Yeah, it is. But I think the weakest team in this division is the Jaguars.
Defensively. Offensively, they're okay. It's defense I'm worried about. The corner room, yeah.
Is awful. We'll talk about the Jaguars because I have a lot to say about the Jaguars.
Yeah. Agreed. They also have a sucky backup quarterback. I don't know if you're doing anything, but
yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. The Mac Jones hate.
I mean, I have every right.
I mean, you do. All the reports that were coming out and everything, like, oh.
So over it.
But you had Bailey Zappe last year to save the season.
Oh, yeah. AKA get us out of being a top. We literally could have had the first overall pick if that man never came into football.
6K yards in WKU and 50 touchdowns.
Yeah. Yeah, all we had to do was lose to the Steelers and Broncos, and we had Caleb Williams.
No, and then Bailey Zappe played like a Hall of Fame Tom Brady in that first half.
Against both teams. It was so dumb. And our kicker missed three kicks against the Broncos and made the one that mattered.
Yeah, it was infuriating. I remember going into that Thursday night game. Okay, we're playing the Patriots. Shouldn't be too worried. Oh, who's their quarterback? I don't recognize this guy.
Yeah. You were a Bailey Zappe fan last year anyway.
Yeah. I'll always be a Bailey Zappe fan.
Fair enough. Yeah. Do you want to go ahead and do your record prediction?
Yeah, you talk about the Titans and then we'll...
Okay, we'll both do it.
Yeah,
gotcha. Okay, for me, kind of the same stuff. Right side of the offensive line worries me. Defense... I don't have much worries. Linebacker group, I want to see some more promise out of. Otherwise, it's fine. Like, it's not, like, terrible. Safety group, I know they signed two people. You can argue a wall. Both of them suck. Okay? I still don't believe in them yet. They sucked last year. So I don't have much reason to believe they're going to be good this year. I do think they're on a good defense, so that'll help. And I think they're good depth. Them starting, I'm not really worried about. So safety group, meh. Linebacker group, also meh. Everything else, and also the right side of the offensive line, meh. Everything else, perfect. Fix that. Next offseason, I could see this being like them and the Houston Texans for the division. Actually, I could see this whole division, man. It's rough. It is so rough. The Jags are the only one like a step behind, but it's going to be rough.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be very competitive in this division.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely agree.
It's crazy how quickly the Texans just switched around.
See, and the Titans kind of finally have, too, I feel like. I think they're finally switching around. Now that they actually drafted a quarterback, instead of trying to do Ryan Tannehill. Like, why do you pick Ryan Tannehill?
I mean, for what that team was, they were a play-action, run-heavy team.
True.
I was okay with Ryan Tannehill.
At the time, but he wasn't great. He just
didn't. Yeah, yeah. He was just a system quarterback. That's all you needed.
Which, so being a system quarterback is not a bad thing. Okay. I do want to say that. A lot of QBs, a lot of good QBs are system QBs.
Yeah. Yeah. They're. Yeah, it's definitely not bad to be a system. Like, you could say Tua is a system quarterback.
You could say Jordan Love. You could say.
Jordan Love? Jordan Love is. Whoa.
He is a system quarterback.
Jordan Love?
Whose system is he in?
Okay, he's in a great system, but he can make. Like,
I know, I'm just saying, he is technically a system
quarterback. Okay.
If Tom Brady was called a system quarterback for most of his career, Jordan Love's a system quarterback.
Fair. Okay, that is fair.
Mahomes, you could technically say because he's only had Andy Reid calling plays his whole career, he's a system quarterback. But he's not. So being called a system quarterback is not a bad thing. It is not an insult in any way. I do want to point that out there. If people use it as one, it's not. They just know how to do what they are told. And that's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
It's like Purdy. I mean, I bash him for it, but I just don't like him. I don't know why.
I love Purdy.
Oh, dude. It was so funny. We're sitting up in the nosebleeds, and this girl and her friends walk up, like, on the row down from us, and she has a Jake Moody hat on. And we're like, you think she's the girlfriend of Jake Moody? And then they take pictures on Instagram, and Zachary, as we were leaving, looks. And he goes, that was them. And he's like, I knew I should have started screaming, Moody, you suck! Moody sucks! Like, he was, like, really wanting to just start screaming.
That is hilarious. The kicker was. Wonder why they were sitting so high up, though.
Yeah, I know. Like, dog, your boyfriend's on the team, or your husband's on the team. Like, what are you doing up here? I think they came up, did pictures, and then went back down to the box. That's what I think happened.
That's crazy. That'd be crazy to do.
Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, let's go ahead and start doing the Titans records. I'll let you start it.
All right. I have this team. Going 8-9.
Okay.
I think.
Well, hold on. Go through every game. Let's go through every game.
All right. Here you go. I'll go through every game.
All right.
Titans, Bears.
Yeah.
Bears. Mm-hmm. Jets, Titans. Jets.
Yeah.
Titans, Packers. Packers.
Fair.
Packers, or Titans, Dolphins. Titans. Colts, Titans. Titans. Okay. Bills, Titans. Titans. Lions, Titans. Lions. Patriots, the Titans. No, the Patriots.
No, we're losing. I'm not even.
I think you could.
No.
I, I, no.
Well, it's your record prediction, all right?
All right, fair. I'll take the Patriots.
Okay.
Titans, Chargers, Titans, Vikings, Titans, Texans, Commanders, Titans, Jags, Jaguars, Bengals, Titans, Bengals, Titans, Colts, Titans, Jags, Titans, Texans, Titans.
Okay.
All so right. I have them 9-8.
All right. You haven't beaten the Colts twice?
I feel like the Titans always beat the Colts, though.
True. Fair enough.
But like, I've had so many teams 9-8.
Yeah. It's hard to not.
It's so hard not to be 9-8.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll do mine. Okay. I had the Bears starting out 0-3. So I think Chicago loses week one. The Titans are 1-0. Then the Titans will go lose to the Jets at home. Then they'll lose to the Packers at home. And then they'll lose to the Dolphins away. So 1-3 to start. They'll go to the Colts. The Colts will come to them. They'll be 2-3 after that. Then they'll go play the Bills. They'll be 2-4. And then they'll play Detroit. They're 2-5. They play the Patriots. They're 3-5. Then they play the Chargers. They're 4-5. They play the Vikings. They're 5-5. Then they play the Texans away, and they're 5-6. And then they play the Commanders away, but they'll win that one, so they'll be 6-6. They play the Jaguars at home. They'll be 7-6. Then they play the Bengals at home. I think the Bengals squeaked that one out, and so they're 7-7. They play the Colts away, so they're 7-8. And then they're going to beat the Jaguars twice this year. So that's 8-8. Yeah, 8-8. And then Texans, I think, beat them again, and they're 8-9. Right. Sorry, Titans fans. You can switch, like, one game in there around with the division, but I think they go, like, 3-3 in the division.
Yeah
8-9. I feel like that's fair. 9-8, 8-9. This team could do better. Like, they could surprise me and win a couple more games in here. I have the games that I think they could win. That would definitely be interesting are the Packers, the Bills, and what's another one I had them losing? And the Bengals. Like, those three games, they could win any of those. I'm sure they could win any of those games. I just don't see it right now. There's a lot that needs proving from this team. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what I think of the Titans. I think we both kind of said a lot on them, so.
They're just like a middle-of-the-road team.
Yeah, we'll move on to the Colts then. What's your thoughts on the Colts?
I really like this team. I've always been a big fan of the Colts. I like Anthony Richardson. I think if he stays healthy, this team could be a really good team. I know you are not a big Anthony Richardson fan, and that is okay. He's only played 14 games since high school, which I totally understand. Accuracy problems, yes, but that's where Josh Allen, all these guys that are project quarterbacks that come into the league, mostly work out. Like, Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert, Allen, Lamar. Like, all these guys were projects. So, I'm not sleeping on Anthony Richardson. I think he needs to play, like, 10, 13 games at least to see, like, what we're really getting from him. But I really like him. I think they could use him. And if Taylor stays healthy, I think they could use that dynamic, like, read option. Just get that running game very high up. They could be top 10 in rushing, or top 5 even.
Easily.
In rushing. But their wide receivers, Pittman, Downs, Mitchell, solid. Pierce, I like their receiver core. Their receiver core is good. Yeah. It's not that. It's pretty good. Their offensive line, pretty good. And what I wrote down was, this team comes down to if this offense can stay healthy. Like last year, they had injury with Taylor, injury with Richardson, injury with Pittman, and they were all, and they were one game away from making the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
So, and their backup quarterback, you know who it is?
Huh.
Joe Flacco.
Yeah.
So, like, say if Anthony Richardson goes down, like, I could see a world where this team gets in the playoffs. And I'm really high on this. And their defense last year was middle of the road. And this year, it's going to be the middle of the road. The same thing.
Maybe a little better, but they'll be still middle of the road.
Yeah, middle of the road defense. Law 2, they got Law 2. I liked him. Their defensive line is really solid.
Yeah.
Their solid defensive line. Linebackers. Bad. Yeah. Yeah, their linebackers are bad. Yeah, like this team is really on the... I see more of an upside for this team than a downside. It just ultimately comes down to if they can stay healthy, and that's so difficult to predict. Like you just can't predict injuries. And this team is gonna be a solid team, and I have them. Oh, I won't say my predictions yet, yeah, but
just go ahead and go through record first, and then.
Yeah. But yeah, I like this team. They were one game away from making the playoffs without their quarterback. And Anthony Richardson played pretty well. His 3 or 4 games that he played last year.
2.5.
Sorry. He just needs to learn how to protect himself.
Which. Honestly, to start my side of things, I'm not a Richardson fan. Accuracy concerns, major. Rushing concerns, some. People eye him because he's going to be a major fantasy asset. Cool, he's great at rushing. Let me ask you this. How did he look during the preseason game against the Broncos starting defense with his starters out there? He looked garbage, all right? I'm not even sugarcoating it. He didn't look good, okay? Broncos starting defense is not a good defense. I mean, they're not a bad defense, but they're not a good defense. They're middle of the pack, and you don't look good against them, and you're supposed to be like that guy.
Okay.
Concerns.
But we did, at the beginning of the podcast, say preseason doesn't matter that much.
It doesn't matter unless you're playing starters on starters, and you look bad. You're supposed to be a year two quarterback making a jump, and you look bad? That's concerning.
I'll wait till the regular season.
I mean, yes, but I don't know. I like the wide receiver core, like you mentioned. I like the running back group, like you mentioned. I like their O-line, their D-line, and that's it. I was a Richardson hater to start, so I haven't changed my stance because let me pull up the stats, okay? It's concerning because you shouldn't be doing that in the preseason ever. As a quarterback. Hold on, I can't find it, but like he missed a lot of passes. Actually, I have the clips from it. Let me count. I'll do the count. All right. First pass of the game for him, 2nd and 8. He drops back. He sidearms it, misses, underthrows his wide receiver. And then 3rd and 8, goes, steps back, throws it. Toss it down the middle. Almost picked. Overthrew his wide receiver. Almost picked. Should have been picked, actually. Throws, drops back. Throws a little check down to his tight end. Tight end runs for 15. Okay, play action. Steps back, steps out of the pocket, runs around, and just does a little run. I'm just doing every play by him. Third and seven. Drops back, drops deep, sidearms it, throws it to his underneath check down, doesn't get the first down. That was it. That's all he did. That was his game. That's concerning. It's the Broncos, okay? Sorry, my friend who's probably listening to the podcast. But it's the Broncos, it's the
preseason.
It's the starters, okay? Starter on starters, no matter preseason or not, still matters. It's concerning.
Yes.
When people act like he's a top 10 quarterback and he hasn't played more than two and a half games, where, in my opinion, he didn't look as good as they say he did.
I think he looked pretty good.
His accuracy concerns are huge.
Yes.
Huge. They're worse than Allen.
But Allen changed his whole throwing mechanics. So
he had good reason to suck for a while.
So.
Two and a half games, right? Is it two and a half? Let me see. Game log from last year. Yeah, it was like basically two and a half games. He had a completion percentage of 59.5. Yeah, 59.5. He had three passing touchdowns, one interception, and then four rushing touchdowns. Okay, the rushing side of things, again, that's great. You're not a running back. You're still a quarterback. You still have to pass the ball. You lost two of the games you played, one of which you went 11 for 25.
Okay, but Lamar started his career off with accuracy problems too. And yes, his rushing upside... Yes, but okay, we've only seen two and a half games from Richardson.
It's four, but two of them he got hurt in.
Oh, four.
It's four, like, I'm saying two and a half because he got hurt in two of them. I'm giving him a little credit there.
No, okay.
You know, yeah.
So, we don't truly know what Richardson is.
We don't. But that's also a bad thing, is it not? From what we've seen, the film I've seen, I see more negative than positive. So I'm going to be a little negative on the guy. I'm not going to put him like some people are acting like he's a top 10 quarterback already or a top 15 quarterback. No, he's not touching that yet. People act like he's a number one fantasy option. No.
Yeah, fantasy owners, fantasy is, they think he's like number seven pick.
His throw is 39 yards, and they act like he has like this deep cannon. Cool, I haven't seen it yet.
He does have a deep, dude.
He has a good arm. In the NFL.
In college.
Okay, in college, it's a lot easier.
But you got to go to what we've seen so far. So.
Yeah, so 39 yards is his longest throw. His QBR is 45. Ugh. I don't know. His rushing is great. But you can't just be a rusher and not be able to pass and win games. Lamar didn't get hurt like this guy did. Lamar won MVP when he first started out. I don't see Richardson being that guy. He is 22, though.
But Lamar came in 2018, like three or four games in, and then struggled and then won MVP his second year. So you're saying Anthony Richardson struggled, got injured his first year, going to win MVP his second year. No, you just said that.
Lamar didn't.
That's all I heard.
Lamar didn't.
Well, you got to ignore that factor. Okay.
He played seven games. Lamar did. He went 6-1. He also had a bad completion percentage, about the same as Richardson. He had six touchdowns in seven games. And then, where is it?
Uh-oh.
The rushing side. I can't find the rushing side of it on here. There it is. Nope. Wrong thing. That's adjusted passing. Rushing. Rushing, he had five rushing touchdowns that year still. In seven games. So he still added up to an average higher more touchdowns and less turnovers than Richardson. You know?
Yeah, but... But Richardson, yeah. I mean,
I know you're a Richardson person. I'm not. I'm just not.
Yeah, that's fair. That's completely, like, I can totally see where you're coming from.
Yeah.
But I just see that upside from Richardson.
And I do get that. Okay, I really do. And, like, looking back at Lamar's stats most of the games, wasn't great to start out, but the team wasn't great around him either. Richardson has a great team around him, and he didn't look great. Well, yeah. Okay, scratch that, because they actually got him 32nd pick. I mean, they traded for it, I think. Yeah.
But Lamar was called a running back.
He was called a running back. But he also, the running back, won 6 of his 7 games starting out.
Yeah, I just don't think we've seen.
Yeah, he made enough. The playoffs his first year, okay? They're not the same. They're different types of players to me, still. Playoffs, second year, too. But yeah, I don't know. I don't really have much.
Okay, I want to look how good. Okay, but that Ravens defense in 2018, talking about the playoffs, was the second best defense in the league.
Yeah, true.
And Richardson doesn't have the second best defense in the league. So.
No, he doesn't. That's very true. So I'll give you that one. Okay, Lamar went 15-2 his second year.
Great defense, I guess.
Great defense, but they were also scoring over 20 points a game. Their first game of the year, they beat the Dolphins 59-10.
Yeah, Lamar took a massive jump the second year. A
huge jump. And I'm not saying Richardson can't do that. I'm just concerned for it because of what I've seen thus far.
Yeah, which is totally fair, yeah.
I'm willing to give it, and so my prediction is going to be if he does solid. Like, if he's at least solid, I'm not going to say he's bad. If he's bad, they're going to win, like, 6. But, yeah, I'll let you do your prediction first since you talked first about him, but I'll let you go through for your run.
Yeah. Colts. Okay. Okay.
Got it?
Yes.
Alright.
Texans, Colts. I'm going with the Colts at home. Packers, Colts. Packers. Bears, Colts. Colts. Steelers, Colts. Steelers. Steelers, or Colts, Jags, Colts, Colts, Titans, Dolphins, Colts, Texans, Vikings, Colts, Bills, Colts, Colts, Jets, Jets. Lions, Colts, Lions.
5-7.
Lions, Patriots.
Not Lions, Patriots?
Really? Wait, Colts, Patriots. Oh my gosh. Colts, Broncos, Colts, Colts, Giants, Colts, Jags.
Is the Titans game in there?
Jags.
You missed the Titans game.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Titans called Titans. Sorry.
Okay. So you have them going...
8-9.
See? I'll do mine. It's a fair prediction. I think we have both of them going 8-9. Are you have both of them going 8-9? Though.
Oh no! I have them going 9-8.
The Titans. Yeah, you're gonna get hate for this. Fair warning.
You did it, man. That's your prediction. My thing is, like, going game by game, I'm not the biggest fan of, because it's, like, so much harder to predict.
Yes, but you're also, that's what we're supposed to do, because, you know, record predict blindly. Schedules matter. Let's see, Texans start out the year, so Texans, Colts, else their own one, Colts, Packers, away, I think they'll go 0-2. Then they beat the Bears, Steelers, and Jags. So they're 3-2. Titans away, they'll be 3-3. Dolphins, they'll be 4-3. Texans, they'll be 5-3. Vikings, they'll be 4-5. Bills, I'll say they win that one too. 5-5. Let's see. 5-5 Bills. Jets 5-6, Detroit 5-7, Patriots 6-7, Broncos. What was that? 6. So 7-7, 8-7 with Titans, 9-7 with Giants, and then I'll say 10-7 for Colts.
That's what I wanted to give the Colts too.
Yeah, I'm trying to say that Richardson will be solid. The team will do solid. So, I don't think Richardson's going to be great. If he's solid, they finish about 10-7. I feel fair doing that.
But yeah, I'm going to give the Colts 10-7. The Colts are a better team.
That's fair.
Than the Titans. I'm going 10-7. Too. Because, like, they're a better team than the Titans.
Yeah, I'm with you, actually, honestly.
And let's say Richardson goes down. Like, still, I think Flacco can lead this team to 10-1.
Yeah, but even then, I'm just like, okay, Flacco can do fine. So
yeah.
That's our Colts, though. For me, yeah, I'll start Jack since he started the last two.
All right.
So for the Jags, I love Trevor. I love their running back group. I love their wide receiver group. All three, I think, are great. But their O-line concerns me. What were you going to say?
Oh, I was just going to say, after that, it just goes straight downhill.
Yeah. O-line concerns me. D-line actually doesn't. Their D-line and edge rush, I'm okay with their edge rush and D-line. Their linebacker room, again, I'm okay with their linebacker room off the top of my head. Corner room concerns me. Still think they need a number one. I like that they drafted Brian Thomas, but I also think if they had just gotten A.D. Mitchell in the second round and they had drafted the top corner, might have been a little better off. That's my opinion, though. Corner room needs work, emphasis on that, especially with how good the wide receivers in this division are. Safety room. Where are their safeties? I can't even think of any. So I guess
their safeties are Andrew Sisco and Antonio Johnson.
Okay, Sisco's good, but like Johnson, I don't know. Yeah, I'm not a fan of the safety. It's okay. Like, so the defense is meh. The offense can be great if the offensive line holds up. Kind of like the Bengals in their Super Bowl year. But yeah. So I guess I'll start out. I'll let you talk about the Jaguars, and then I'll come back for my record.
All right. I think the Jaguars are going to be a bad team this year.
Okay.
The reason behind it is because, besides their quarterback, wide receiver, defensive line, running back group, and tight end,
I forgot about tight end. Yeah,
that's really Evan Ingram.
Stud. Now
they have no, like, this team is bad, and it comes down to their owner. Their owner did nothing to fix their team. They got worse this year.
Yeah. I don't think they got worse.
I would say
they got better.
The wide receiver group, yes. But the biggest need... Yeah, the offense got better, but the biggest need going into the season was corner. Like, they had one of the worst... I think they had the second worst passing defense last year. Did nothing. Did absolutely nothing to fix that. And it's just going to come back to bite them. Like, Darnell Savage? Packers fans know how bad he is. He is bad. And I don't know if this is too much of a hot take or whatever, but I might regret saying this, but if...
Oh, I'm clipping it.
If the Jaguars do not make the playoffs this year, and I'm the owner, I would sit down with Trevor Lawrence and be like, dude, we might have to trade you. Just a total rebrand in Jacksonville.
No, I disagree that...
I'm not saying Trevor Lawrence is a bad quarterback.
You just paid him last year. No, this year. You just paid him this year.
They did.
You can't trade him now.
Yeah.
You're stuck.
Yeah, I mean,
you're stuck.
I forgot about that. Yeah, actually, I forgot about that. But, like, I feel like this team needs a new, like, a total rebrand.
You need a new GM.
Their GM is the worst GM in this league. He used to be the 49ers GM and
a long time ago.
Yeah, in like 2017 or something. Hmm. Yeah. But yeah, this team is, in my opinion, not that great. Gabe Davis, not big on. Brian Thomas, I like. Their rushing defense last year was really good, though.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a positive. That's a plus.
That's a real positive. And adding Eric Armstead, too.
Eric Armstead. Their edge rush group overall is good.
Yeah. I mean, Trayvon Walker still needs to show up.
I'm still concerned, man. Like, why you draft him over?
First of all,
any of the corners. Either corner would have been perfect.
Or Aiden, if you were looking for an edge rusher, Aiden Hutchinson.
Yeah, I forgot about him. Yeah, I don't know why I forgot about him. Oh my gosh, that was horrible.
Like, that was such a bad pick.
It really was.
For a first overall pick.
Yes. I have a question. Why haven't they called Xavier Howard and Stephon Gilmore and people like that and been like, hey, we'll give you a contract, you come to us.
Exactly. There are still some names.
But they're better.
They're better than what you have on this roster.
Yes, they're better. Same with the Vikings. That's how I felt about them, too. I'm like, call Xavier Howard and Stephon Gilmore and send them in.
Like, I don't understand these teams. Like, just kick off, like, a third-string corner or something. Like, if you like the starting corners. I've just never understood that. Like, whenever there are still names in free agency, yeah, I guess. But, like... trying to win a Super Bowl. That's the ultimate goal in the NFL. Mm-hmm. And with this team, you are not winning the Super Bowl, and I don't think can make the playoffs. Mm-mm.
They will be... I think they'll probably be last. I think I had the Titans going 9-8, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, comparing the Titans roster and this roster, like, this roster has a lot more holes than the Titans do.
Yeah.
It's just bad.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you can go on with your predictions.
All right. Miami week one, that's an L. Browns week two, that's an L. Bills week three, that's an L.
This AFC South has a very hard start to this season.
They're starting 0-5. Okay, I'm just going to go there. They lose to the Texans and Colts next. They're 0-5. They beat the Bears. They beat the Patriots. They'll upset the Packers. So they'll be 3-5. I want to say they beat Philly, but they're not beating Philly. I think it'll be a good game, though. So they'll be 3-6. Vikings 4-6. Lions 4-7. Texans, they'll take one. 5-7. 5-8 with the Titans. 6-8, they'll beat the Jets in an upset. 7-8 with the Raiders. 8-8, and then they'll lose to the Colts, so 8-9. They kind of turn it around halfway through the year. I think Doug Peterson's a guy I'm concerned about still. But honestly, I'm more concerned for the defense. They'll finish 8-9. Hopefully, this is a good corner class. You trade up for a corner.
Yes.
Top three corners this year. All are going to be number ones, mark my words. I think all three probably go top 10, though.
Yeah.
So, where I have them finishing probably about pick 15. So they still are projected Denzel Burke out of Ohio State. He's good, but not as good as the top three. So trade up.
Yeah. Wait, you have them finishing 8-9?
8-9. I'm being generous.
Tied with the Titans?
No, I have the Titans going 9-8.
Oh, we have the same record for both teams.
Yeah.
But this will change, so no worries. So I have the Jag.
Same record for the Colts as I did.
Yeah, I changed it last second.
Changed it. You changed it. Yeah.
Because I went through their, All right, so I have the Jaguars starting 0-5.
Okay.
As well. But they go in, beat the Bears, beat the Patriots, lose to the Packers, lose to the Eagles, beat the Vikings, lose to the Lions, lose to the Texans, win against the Titans, beat the Jets. Or lose against the Jets, lose against the Raiders, lose against the Titans, and then beat the Colts to end the year.
So 5-12?
No, 7-10.
Wait, what? What? Hold on. 0-5.
Yes. Yeah, well, 0-5. I'm doing it on playoff predictor, so.
Okay. 0-5, and then you have the Bears. They beat the Patriots, they beat, and then they lose the next two?
Yes.
Okay, so then they're 2-7.
Yes.
And they beat the Vikings.
Beat the Vikings, lose
to the... Lose to Detroit, that's 3-9. They lose to the Texans, 3-10. Beat the Titans, 4-10. Lose to the Jets and Raiders, that's 4-12. Lose to the Titans... 4-13. Oh wait, no, that's 4-12. And then lose and then beat the Colts.
Wait, no. I don't have them starting 0-5. Sorry. Okay. I have them beating the Bills and Texans.
Bills and Texans. Okay.
Yes.
Do you have them beating the Texans at home or the beating them away?
Beating them at home.
Okay. So then 7 makes sense now. Okay, I wanted clarification. You can see what I was saying, though. I was like,
yeah.
So 7-10, that's fair. Which would honestly, they'd get him close to the top 10 pick, which puts him in contention for a corner. Hopefully, Benjamin Morris somehow finds his way there. Fingers crossed. I think he's a stud. I'm starting to get into my draft cycle. Honestly, I'd love to do a little talk on that, like during season, like a little draft talk throughout the year. But
I'll be watching more college football this year too. Yeah, so
we can talk a few guys every week that we think shine, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Guys to watch. Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. So I mean that's our Jaguars. 7. I have 8-9. You have 7-10. So. Yeah. And then I guess I'll start Texans since you start first two, I start the second two. Texans, they're obviously the best team in the division. I think they're even better than they were last year, and I think they are going to give the Chiefs and every other team a run for their money. They are going to be a Super Bowl contender. I don't see many holes in the roster at all. Offensive line's good, wide receivers are good, tight end is good, QB is amazing. Actually, the wide receiver core isn't good. It's great. Defense, love their corners. Their safeties are solid, from what I remember. Linebackers, what are their linebackers? Do you know?
Yeah. It's, wow, these are some weird names.
Huh.
Al oh, okay. Shoaib.
Aziz Azaya, yeah.
Christian Harris. Aziz
Azaya. Shout out Caleb, if he's ever watching.
Henry.
Titan last year, and Caleb used to scream that all the time.
Oh, wait, yeah, he was. I knew I recognized that name.
Yeah. Laugh. Okay.
Aziz. And then Henry 2-0. Wait, did I say? No, it's Henry. Henry 2020.
Yeah, okay. They're good at the linebacker group. The corner group is insane. Their safety group is also nuts.
They have your boy.
Which boy? Write that down.
Kamara Lassiter.
Oh, yeah. No, I was so high on Kamara, dude. Honestly, if the Patriots picked him, I wouldn't even have been mad. Wouldn't have been mad. Patriots fans would have. I wouldn't have. I would have been like, oh. They also had Miles Bryant, and that's who I thought you were talking about. I was like, no, not that man.
They had Jeff Okuda, too.
Yeah, Okuda. I remember.
Okuda, yeah.
Signed him. Yeah. They got a good corner group.
This team is...
They are Super Bowl contenders. I honestly, there is no reason they should not be in the AFC Championship or in the Super Bowl. For me right now, it's the Ravens, Texans, and Chiefs. And Chiefs are only in it because of Mahomes. And Ravens are only in it because Lamar. But this roster is in it because of Stroud and the roster.
That's crazy. Only because of Mahomes? Their defense last year was incredible.
They did upgrade a lot of spots this offseason. I kind of forgot. Last year, it felt like it was just a lot of just Mahomes. I was thinking just offensive-wise.
Oh, offensive. Okay, yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, they did upgrade. Their defense was nuts, though. But they did get a little worse this year.
Yeah, they did, but I'm not worried.
Fair. I hope they suck, but they won't. But yeah, I mean, not trying to, like, glaze the team or anything. They're just good. Like, I don't see them losing much.
Yeah, I don't either. Like, I'm looking at this team like
a few awkward games in there, sure, but like not much.
I'm not the biggest Joe Mixon fan, but they have Joe Mixon, Damian Pierce,
and Cam Akers.
That is a solid.
Oh yeah.
Solid running back core.
I think Joe will be fine. Pierce will be fine.
Dude, what's funny to me is they have Davis Mills still in this lineup. And I remember watching Davis Mills a couple years ago when this Texans team was awful. And I say you keep Davis Mills on this roster until you win a Super Bowl because I think he deserves it. Because he's been through it. He has been through the bad times in this team.
Exactly.
I think he was a second-round pick, third. If I remember correctly.
Out of Stanford.
Oh, third.
I think like 98. Why do I know this stuff? Holy crap. That's weird.
Yeah, why do you know that?
Hold on, what?
Why do you know his birth year?
I don't know his birth year. What are you talking about?
He said 98.
Yeah, he's picked 67. Okay. Was he born in 98?
He was born in 98.
There's something wrong with my brain, man.
Yeah, dude.
Well, I have everything memorized, but otherwise, it's like, no. He was Stanford. I forgot. I thought he was. Oh my gosh.
Dude, Davis Mills is low key a tank, dude. 6'4, 225.
Yeah. Dude. Oh, yeah, I forgot that. The Texans didn't have their first-round pick in 2021 or second-round pick because they got Laremy Tunsil. And then they didn't have Watson either, so they drafted Davis Mills. Freaking Watson, man. Browns fans, if you're still watching from the other episode, I'm sorry for hating on y'all. Your roster is great. I just can't stand the thought of y'all winning with Deshaun Watson as your starting quarterback. All right?
You're just not. Like, yes, the defense is good.
But he did win. It's just like I can't stand the guy, so I don't want to see him win.
Yeah.
I mean, do you have any more on the Texans, though? Getting back on topic.
I mean, you basically touched on everything. Like, okay, that was a career. Like, I did not even mean for that. Touched on everything.
I didn't even catch, but you're fine.
Because he just went for one. Okay. But yeah.
I'll do the record prediction to start then, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So start the year with the Colts. They'll win. Then the Bears. I literally think. Hold on. Where do I see a loss? I'll say they'll lose to the Lions. So they'll start 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. They'll start 1-1 or 9-1. They'll start 9-1. Only losing to the Lions. Then, let's see. Then they'll beat the Cowboys. They'll be 10-1. Titans 11-1. Jags 12-1. 13-1 Miami. Lose to the Chiefs. Lose to the Ravens. And then lose to the Titans. So they'll go like 13-4. I wanted to do 14-3. Actually, I think they beat the Ravens. So yeah, 14-3. That's my prediction. Top of the AFC.
14-3.
All right, it's gonna come back to bite me so hard. I know it's going to, but I'd regret nothing. Top of the AFC, 14-3. I just think
I might be that high.
They're either top of the AFC or second in the AFC. Like, they're gonna end up in that top group. Honestly, 12-5 is the worst I see them going.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I agree. Unless just the injury bug comes out of nowhere and just destroys us, Sam.
Yes, which would suck, and in which case I would say my prediction is invalid because you can't account.
Yeah, yeah, you just can't account to injuries. But you have them...
Yeah. At the end of the year, actually, yeah. At the end of the year, they'll lose two games and they'll lose the Chiefs and the Ravens. But the like their three losses will be Detroit, Chiefs, and Ravens. So
you have them going 14-3. So I have them losing to the Colts week one. Beating the Bears, beating the Texans, losing against the Jags, beating the Bills, beating the Patriots, beating the Packers, beating the Colts, beating the Jets, beating the Lions, beating the Cowboys, beating the Texans. They start off with a slow start at the beginning of the season.
You said it twice now. Beating the Texans?
Oh my gosh.
You did it also with the one of the earlier teams too.
Oh my god. Dude, I'm just so tired.
I understand.
Okay, beating... Where was I? Oh yeah, beating the Cowboys, beating the Titans, beating the Jaguars, beating the Dolphins, beating the Chiefs,
okay,
but then losing to the Ravens and then losing to the Titans.
Okay.
No, I'm going to switch those two. I'm going to have them lose against the Chiefs and then beat the Ravens.
Yeah. Regular season Chiefs are kind of that weird unstoppable most of the time.
Yeah.
So what do you have them at?
13-4.
Fair enough. Like, I don't want to be like that guy, but like, hold on. I'm sorry.
But like...
Sorry, hold on. My ADHD kicked in. Wednesday, December 25th, they're streaming the game on Netflix? What?
Oh my gosh, dude. Dude, I hate how the NFL's went to give us money. We have plenty of it, but please pay for these other subscriptions.
Yeah, we want you to pay for 6 subscriptions. Like, no?
I'll buy YouTube TV and get whatever games I can.
Dude, the only games I will be missing all year long is one game. Like, I'm going to be missing one game for my team all year, and that's fine.
I don't know why there's not a thing where it's like, hey, you want to watch every game of your favorite team, pay us $100 or $150.
Yeah, like $150. I'd do that.
Hold yeah, your absolutely.
Patriots, all 17 plus maybe playoffs eventually.
Yeah, 100%. But you have to like buy like $350, and it's like, dude. And
you only get live out-of-market games.
Yeah.
So if you want the – so, okay, did notice – if you want the locals on top of that, you just buy NFL Plus. Not NFL Plus. Yeah, it is NFL Plus. And you combo it, and it works.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous.
It is dumb, though. I agree.
What?
Oh, yeah, we get none of the preseason, basically. So dumb.
What?
You get, like, only, like, half the preseason.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That sucks.
So I have Sunday ticket, so...
But yeah, that's our AFC South predictions.
Yeah, that's our predictions. So I just want to say thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of the Drawback Podcast. Be sure wherever you are listening to leave a like, follow, subscribe, or a comment. We always appreciate it. If y'all disagree with any takes or anything, you know, let us down in the comments below. As always, thank y'all for tuning in. Hope y'all tune in to the next one, and peace out.
Peace.